What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. The All-Star Game is almost here, and we have three of them. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, a peach tree finisher, Miss Allie Mack. We have Mike. He's the All-American national champion. Yeah, well, you know, whatever. He's here. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And then we sprinkle in Dylon with all the electrical tape, and we make up the morning shift.
What's going on, man?
Dude, just trying to get over a three-day weekend.
Yeah. I put out a tweet that has Robin Williams from Jumanji going, "What year is it?"
Yeah.
Because it's one of those mornings. You just have to get back into the routine, and it is absolutely tough. Do you guys maintain going to bed early and waking up early over the weekends like this, or does everything just go out of whack?
I go to bed when I go to bed. It just depends. And I wake up when I wake up on the weekends. Like it just honestly depends. Like I normally wake up around 6 a.m. every day at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not working, it's the latest, no matter what. So that's pretty much what I did this weekend.
Yeah, I do. I'm dealing with a situation at my house. I think you guys can meet me on this one. Like, so my wife and I try to alternate days where I wake up or she wakes up with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my son usually wakes up, I don't know, 7 a.m. So he'll run in there, 7:30. He'll run in there and get one of us up. Well, yesterday was my day to wake up, but he wouldn't get out of the bed with my wife. Like, he climbed in between us, and I was like, "All right, I'm getting up, brushed my teeth." And he's like, "No, not getting up." And I was like, "Yes, you are, because I just brushed my teeth, and I don't want to be awake. So get up. We're going downstairs." And finally, I just left him there, and he fell back asleep with my wife. And there I was on the couch at 7:30 a.m. by myself for no reason. I was upset about it. But, yeah, I try to keep the same, you know, kind of routine. Put the kids down and then get in the shower. And, you know, if I don't have work the next day, my wife and I will watch a show. We started a new show over the weekend. So, yeah, I try to keep the same routine. But it's kind of tough on the three-day weekends because it gets out of hand.
I would think with kids it's a little bit easier because I don't follow any of the rules. I do not.
Right.
Just
yeah.
Don't. Real quick, everyone still have 10 fingers?
Nope. Yeah.
Everyone. Yeah. I want to make sure.
Did anybody shoot off fireworks in this room is the question. Sparklers?
We had sparklers going.
Okay.
We had sparklers going because we have like 200 left over from the wedding. So we.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Because you can't do rice.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So. But my nieces were starting to figure out if you put the sparklers together, because they had unlimited sparklers.
Right.
If you put them together, you get a big fireball. And I was like, let's not do that, girls.
Let's not tempt fate here. It was so funny because we have our wedding video that, you know, 6-7 years ago. And there's the part where the sparklers are lit. I just go full meathead. And I look like I'm running out of a tunnel. I got like my finger up. I'm like, yeah. And every time I see it, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why did the sparklers light that fuse in me where I was just like, here I go. Like, you know what I mean? I sounded like one of Bo's Braveheart movies.
Sounds like you turned into one of the orcs from Lord of the Rings where the guy with the big one runs with the big cannon
fire
thing and jumps into the wall. That's what you turn. Hey, you kind of look like an orc, so that's okay.
Wouldn't be able to tell you what that was.
Well,
so,
it's a
yeah. It's not a compliment. Like
it's a cheap shot. Not a compliment.
That's all right. If you get Frodo enough, I'll just take that one. I mean,
yeah.
I'll wear that one.
I mean, yeah. Well, I guess based on that, we're enemies.
So, Bo, did Pork Chop hear any fireworks? How was the temperature check there?
No, Amy had those earmuff things that she bought. We didn't need them. She heard some, but it didn't bother. I mean, you know, she's in bath time and like you can hear fireworks, and she's like, "Yeah, I don't care."
Probably also got the white noise going. Do y'all do white noise?
Not in bath time, but yeah, but when she's down, yeah. I mean, when we put her down, yeah, I think that thing's like too loud for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, am I at the ocean? It was a weird 4th of July weekend because like normally we would have stayed out for the fireworks, but everything just revolves around, it's like the last time she's going to eat today.
Mm-hmm.
So that means bath time because I want to sleep through the night. Because I want to wake up at 6 a.m. and not have a kid for an hour, which is what I do. So it's all that look, that's not a problem in our house right now. I mean, if I need to wake up with her for the first shift, that's fine because then I get the next shift off. So and once I'm up, I'm up. I don't want to go back to sleep. I don't want to lay in bed. I'd rather like do something. So not a big deal there. I did have another run in with something yesterday, which did affect the last day of my weekend. I don't know if I want to get into it now or save it for Life of Squid, but I am in for a fight at my house, and it is going to be a strategic one for me.
Okay, so that's 8:40 today. That we're gonna
a strategic fight at my house.
Set an alarm on your phone for that one. Yeah. Did anyone, what I'm picking up on, is nobody intentionally went and saw fireworks this weekend?
No.
You don't have to in my neighborhood.
But no, okay, because you can see them.
Yeah.
So, Dylan, did you go see fireworks anywhere?
Nope, saw enough driving by.
Mike, you didn't see any.
No, the problem is, too, that what time is sundown now, like 9:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Like, I'm like, look, and most people listening to us right now will vibe with this. That's just too late.
Yeah.
Like, that's past my prime. You know what I mean? Like, we went to a friend's house in the neighborhood that had a pool, and we hung out over there, and we, you know, did everything we needed to do, and we walked home, and... Yeah, it was like, all right, dude, listen, visit the Georgia Hemp Company and hook the dog up. He was good to go. He had a great night's sleep on Friday night, and we had nothing to worry about. So, yeah, it's just, look, I'm all about it on New Year's, whatever else, whatever other day you want to set them off, but just something for me about staying up till, I think, sundown, like I said, 9:37 or whatever it was on Friday. I'm like, I'm good. I'm solid on that.
We are four curmudgeons. None of us went to see.
It's a sad deal. It really is a sad deal.
You know, it's for me. It's they happen in my neighborhood throughout. Like literally, we got back from one of the cookout we went to on Friday, and like we looked to our right as I'm getting her out of the car, and they're just popping off. So, did we go anywhere? No. Did we see them? Yes. Did we stand outside for them? No. Like I mean, they're it's more about what I have to do with my kid these days.
Yeah.
And I've seen fireworks and I love fireworks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the hater of fireworks.
Yeah. I know we got to move on. So I'm going to save this till we get to the next segment when we come back from the break in just a few minutes. But I had a situation that I think Bo will vibe with that. It's kind of a nightmare for a lot of men, in group settings. I had something happen to me on Saturday that I was like, oh no, oh no. Yeah, my wife was like, hey, when's that food going to be done?
Oh, all right.
I'll tell you guys about that because I let some people down.
That'll be coming up next. We're also going to cover.
I can't relate. I've never let anybody down with my meat, so.
He just had to. He had to. 6:09. Hey, it's already starting on Monday morning. Well, 6:20, we're going to talk about a Falcon safety, Jesse Bates, and where he came in on the NFL Top 100 NFL players list. I think there are some strong opinions on his placement right now. Those Braves yesterday lost 2-1 to the Orioles. Orioles swept the whole weekend. And yesterday, Brian Snicker took Ronald Acuna, Michael Harris, and Marcelo Zuna out of the starting lineup. It was Jackson Holliday that hit a 2-run homer for the Orioles. It gave them an early lead. Unfortunately, Braves just couldn't get anyone home except for Sean Murphy, who hit a solo home run.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't even have words anymore. And I know that that's, I think what all four of us have been kind of searching for is what the words are for this Braves team right now. But I don't have any. And you look at it, and I looked at this yesterday when these guys were out of lineup. Marcell Ozuna's 135 in his last 10 games. Five hits. Mm-hmm. Ronald Acuna, 156, his last 10 games. And then Michael Harris, even with the three-day stretch off or the two-day stretch off he had last weekend, 125 in his last 10 games. And it's just abysmal. And when you have that, I think that any Braves fan going into the season would have looked at that and said, we're not going to be very good.
Yeah.
And so you take them out of the lineup yesterday, you move some things around, you're trying to find a spark, and just nothing is going right for the Atlanta Braves right now. And it just we keep coming in here and reacting and banging our head on the wall and trying to figure out what can be done. But until those guys in the core of this lineup and somebody other than, you know, Matt Olson can drive in runners or runners in scoring position, it's not going to be good. And you saw the fruits of that over the last, six games that you knew that they had to get hot. We came in here before the two series ago and said, got to win 5 out of 6. And you lost 5 out of 6.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at right now.
I understand, you know, Ronald and Marcell and Michael Harris all taking a day off, but it – wasn't just kind of like a weird feeling in your stomach yesterday when it was like, wow, even Snicker knows, like, this series is lost. Like, we're just not going to do this today.
Well, it's – those guys were 8 for 56 in the six-game stretch combined, those three guys you just named. That's horrible, especially considering one of them – and, look, I'm a huge Ronald Acuna Jr. fan, but – you know, he got – when he came back and he was hot for, what, like a month, he was kind of talked about like – the savior and everything, and the most consistent player on the team has been Matt Olson. And Ronnie hasn't been good like the last 2 weeks. Mike said 10 games. That's 2 weeks worth of play, basically. 14 of the 18 runs you scored in this six-game series came from Olson, Riley, Murphy, and Baldwin. So your catcher position and your corner infielders. That's it. 14 of the 18 runs. That's brutal. You know, Austin Riley's been crapped on by essentially everybody as far as what he's not done this year. Yet, if it wasn't for him and Olson, I think you lose every game of this six-game set, and you're not even in the one Saturday. And it was funny because you needed them to score runs Saturday, and they couldn't score enough because of the bullpen game. And then you just needed him to score 3 yesterday. That's it. Grant Holmes has been really, really, really good his last 5-6 starts, and he keeps losing. He keeps losing, and he keeps lowering his ERA every outing. They just suck. I mean, that's all there is to say. They're, offensively, they suck. And I read, Dave O'Brien wrote it, and he talked about when Kevin Seitzer was fired, he talked to him, and he was like, look, I did everything I could to get these guys not to press and not to try so hard. They need to find a guy that can get them to not try so hard. And basically, all that means is fans are like, what do you mean not try so hard? It means don't press. It means don't. Michael Harris comes up to bat, I think it was in the ninth inning yesterday, with a guy on, and the first pitch rolled up there, and he swung at it. Like, I know what he feels like. That's how I feel on a golf course most of the time right now. But it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Kevin Seitzer, too, because how many times, I can't tell you how many people come to me now and they're talking about Tim Hyers, the new hitting coach. And I'm like, buddy, this extends long before Tim Hyers. I think, and we'll talk about this obviously throughout the show, this is a team that just right now is caught in the middle that's lacking an offensive identity. They were all or nothing 2 years ago and then couldn't figure it out last year. And it felt like when Tim Hyers was hired, and I think we all felt the same way in this room. It was like, oh, good. A little bit more small ball, playing to contact a little bit more, you know, just understanding situational hitting. And it like now they're caught in the middle. Mm-hmm. Now it's like they can't throw it in reverse and go back to the all or nothing approach that you knew would work during the regular season but was not good during the playoffs. And they're just kind of caught in this, I don't know, this mediocre, you know, way of thinking up at the plate. And it's like, okay, now they're thinking way too much and they're not even playing baseball back to their, you know, their talent.
Well, and nobody can figure out what we can do to shake free of this.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they're trying to live up to 2023 in their heads. They think that they've got to all hit 40 home runs, 120 RBIs, and hit like 280. And that's just not who any of them are, really, other than maybe three. And Ozuna's clearly not healthy. He has no pop on his bat. I mean, there's no power. And everybody keeps saying sell, sell, sell. What are they going to sell? An injured starting pitcher that's in his late 30s with 1 year left on his deal? An injured DH who can't hit? What are you going to get for Marcell Ozuna? What do you really think you're going to get for a guy who could come back and say, 10-5 rule, I'm not leaving? Nothing. I mean, it's just, you got some aspiring contracts, you got to figure out what to do with it, and you got to fill holes in some spots, but there's this mindset these fans have that they think something's going to happen that's not going to happen.
Well, and the Braves have some late games this week on the road as they take on the Athletics. Today is a day off. Tomorrow they play at 10:05 with Didier Fuentes on the mound. Coming up, Jesse Bates made the NFL top 100 list, but there is some issue with his ranking. We're going to cover that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.